morning and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we highlight the groundbreaking work that's being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network. Also a part of the network is Dr. Manzoor Alam, Facility Medical Director for Hospital Medicine at JFK. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Joel.
Thank you
for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So, you're a facility medical director for hospital medicine. Is that another way of saying a hospitalist, or is that something?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm kind of in charge of our team over here at the JFK Medical Center for the hospitalist team. So we work for team health, and they provide different services to different hospitals. One of the facility is the JFK. And we have a group of hospitalists over here, which I'm in charge of managing that group here at the hospital.
So how many hospitalists does a hospital have?
So it depends on the program, the size of the program, how many patients they have. So we have a relatively large group of physicians and a large group of program over here. Currently, we have around 15 to 16 full-time physicians, hospitalists. We have around 8 to 10 per diem or part-time hospitalists. And then we have a group of nurse practitioners, which are also hospitalists, but nurse practitioners who work with us in the same group.
So full-time, part-time, and the nurses, you're looking at more than 20 then?
Nurse practitioners, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, probably more than 20.
How does that work? Do you take shifts, or are you in charge of all of them? How does it work with the multiple hospitalists?
Right. So let me just explain to you how a hospitalist works. So hospitalists are basically, as a group, they're board certified in internal medicine or family medicine physicians, which mainly works in acute care setting, which are hospitals. We work for the patients who are admitted in the hospital. We admit them from the emergency room. We take care of them during their hospital stay, and then we discharge them when they are medically stable. So hospitalist phenomena by itself is relatively new, not that new, but relatively new, probably for the last 15, 20 years. But it has been growing exponentially in the last 10 years. Most of the hospitals now want this kind of model where the physician, hospitalist, they are here in the hospital 24/7. So we work in groups and in shifts. Basically, the most common model is 7 on, 7 off. You work 7 days, 12-hour shifts, and you take off and then come back for your rest of the shifts. We have a daytime physicians a group, and then we have nighttime. So the daytime physicians, they work mainly from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They are here in the hospital. And then the night team takes over from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and takes care of the patients or admissions at night.
I see. So when there are doctors, like say that you admit the patient, correct? You admit the patient, you get them where they're going, and then they're assigned a doctor depending on what the issue is with them?
Yes. So what happens is when the patient comes to the emergency room, so there are different physicians over there, the ER physicians. So they take care of the patient. Some patients get discharged. Some who needs further care or admissions, then the ER physician, they call one of our team members, and then this patient is ready for admission. So we go there, we see the patient, we admit the patient, and then during the daytime, currently we have 7 to 8 physicians who rounds, we assign to one of the physicians, and they are the ones, and they take care of the patients after that.
Okay, and then, so are you done with the patient at that point, or you're still involved?
No, we are still involved. So once we take over the patients, then we take over the whole care, and then we have a specific physician. That patient is assigned to that physician, and he is the one responsible for the hospital stay until the discharge, or if his shift changes or next physician takes over, then he assigns it to the other physicians.
But you are keeping an eye on that. Any patient that comes in, the hospitalist that is on call, or I should say, in the hospital at the time, doing their shift, they are also serving the patient, right?
Right. So I myself, I work clinically also and administratively also. So yes, I have my own patients also, and we keep an eye on every single patient who goes to which physician is taking care of them, We have every morning, 7 o'clock, we make sure we make all our list which physician is going to take which number of patients and which patients okay. are there, and they are the ones they continue to take care of. So we keep an eye on this every single day, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so you do the assignments in the morning. You are responsible for that. So can you go through a normal day for you or any other hospitalist? You come in, you assign at 7, and then what comes after that, after that's done?
Yeah, so what happens is at night time also we get all these admissions, patients who are admitted at night and the previous day. We assign, so let's say we have 8 physicians working today. We assign all those patients to the respective we make a list of the respective physicians, and then we send them out, hey, these are your patients. Mm-hmm. Now, those physicians print out their list, and then they start rounding on those patients. They know which floors the patients are and what to do next. During the day, then we have usually on every floor, we go to the case management or social worker, also we stop by there just to update them on the patient's plane of care, because if, let's suppose, the patient needs to go to rehab or needs any home care, mm-hmm. Supposed to be discharged, we update them on those so they are aware and they are prepared and they can provide those services upon discharge. So the social worker case manager also updated to make sure that upon discharge, nothing gets delayed. End of the evening, we make sure whatever new admission came in, we keep an eye on that, we distribute them. And then when the night team takes over around 7 p.m., if there is anything pending, let's suppose we ordered any labs or any CT scans or anything, and it's going to get delayed after 7 p.m., then we sign them out those things to make sure they follow those, because they will be the one taking over after 7 p.m. Till the next morning, 7 a.m. And then this goes on for a specific physician. This usually goes on for, typically they do 7 shifts in a row. So 12-hour shifts, 7 shifts in a row. Then after that, they're off. On the last day, let's suppose the 7th day, the physician is leaving, he still has the patients who are on the list. What we do, what we call a sign out, is whichever patients are left, he writes a small note to the coming physician that this patient was admitted with this problem, this is what's going on, and this is what's supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. Or the patient is ready for discharge the next day, or in a day or two, or will be here for a little longer. So he leaves a sign out or to the next physician. So the next physician who takes over the next day is aware of all the circumstances regarding their patient, what to expect, and when the patient will be discharged, and what is the plan of care.
So while each doctor is assigned their specific patients, you as a hospitalist oversee all the patients.
I oversee as a director. I oversee the whole list, the whole
right,
whole
right.
Senses, yeah.
Sure.
But I have my own patients also that I round on. I work clinically also with them.
Is it similar to the way a nurse manager is a head of nurses? You are
the nurse managers. I currently work clinically also, so I do not know if they take care of patients there, but kind of in charge also. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like the same thing, but not exactly. So you mentioned team health, and we're talking with Dr. Manzoor Alam, a facility medical director for hospital medicine at JFK. And they're affiliated, team health is affiliated with JFK. You work with them. Tell us about team health.
Yeah, so team health is basically a healthcare provider recruiting company. And I say healthcare provider because they have physicians and nurse practitioners also. Team Health has been there for a while. It has more than 20,000 employees all over the U.S. It is one of the, basically the largest physician company in the United States. And what it does, it recruits physicians in different services, and it then provides those physicians to different hospitals which they have contract with. So, for example, at JFK, the hospitalist program, which is Team Health, then we have Team Health also provides ER physicians. They have ER programs. So the emergency room physicians here at JFK are also Team Health. They have ICU intensivist, ICU care physicians. In different hospitals throughout the United States, they provide intensive care physicians to those hospitals. They have OBGYN hospitalists. work the same, of the same schedule of shifts with us, but they are a different service with OBGYN. They have pediatric physicians who provide pediatric care to in emergency rooms and on inpatient in the hospitals. So it's one of the largest companies for physicians. And I have been with Team Health for almost 11 years now. I started, I think, in 2012. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is the one of this model again, the hospitalist model, the shift model. Mainly, they work on those bases.
So there's different types of hospitalists too. I'm gathering. I was thinking that a hospitalist was encompassed everything in the hospital, but you have different skills for each hospitalist, because
So the hospitalist name is the same. The only thing is some of the services are different. So let's say mainly the hospitalists are internal medicine or family medicine physicians who provide care only. They only provide care in acute care setting like a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, let's say, we have here at JFK, the OBGYN program. So the patients who are the OBGYN patients who are admitted, they are taken care by OBGYN physicians who work almost the same shift or way that we work in 12-hour shifts. So they are also hospitalists, but in a different service.
Is it just those two, though?
No, we have pediatrics also, peds also. And then throughout the country, now the trend is we have seen in different, not here in JFK, but in different other hospitals where Team Health actually has provided, they are what they call them surgicalists, like they're hospitalists, but surgeons. Work the shift the way we work, the shifts, 12-hour shifts or those kind of shifts.
Hmm.
The OBGYN, they call them hospitalists. The pediatrics, inpatient patients, pediatric patients who are admitted to the hospital, they're taken care of by pediatric physicians who are hospitalists.
I see.
So, yeah, this thing is, you know, gaining much momentum in the last few years, and people are switching more to the hospitalist model of working. Because it's a lot of balance between your work and work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
You work shifts, then you're off for a while, then you come back and work your shifts. So as soon as your shift is done, you know, you don't have to worry about anything because the next person is taking over, and you can enjoy your time off, you know, when you're off. A lot of the hospitals or the healthcare facilities are also preferring this care of model now. And that's why you see the trend that in different services or different subspecialties, they are moving toward this kind of model. So it was mainly internal medicine in the hospital before, but now you see pediatrics, OBGYN, surgery, orthopedics, ICU care, they are switching these models. It is both beneficial for the physician and the facilities or the hospitals they work in. Because physicians like to, you know, work and then have off, and they can have a good amount of time to spend with the family or at home.
Creating a better work-life balance for the doctors, that works better for the hospital, which works better for the patient, ultimately.
Absolutely. So that's the main goal. So it works better for the facilities and the patient also, because we are here 24/7 to provide that care. And if you have noticed in the last few years, specifically in the COVID or after COVID, and I think the trend started before that also, that medicine is changing. Patients have more information now, probably through the media or the social media. They have more questions now. They want to know about their diseases. They want someone to be there if they have any questions, to be there all the time. So that's why this model is preferred by everyone, because the patients are satisfied with this. When they have, even let's say 4, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., they have any questions regarding anything, the nurse will call us. We are there. We just go there right away, talk to the patient, explain to them what's going on. An hour later, if the same patient has another question, they'll call us. We go there. We are there 24/7. If we are off 7 p.m., the night doctor is there the whole night. If there are any questions at night, so the patients have more, they're more demanding, or they want more information. They want someone to be there all the time. The family wants this. The families want this. So it is much preferred for the overall betterment of the patient. And the patients also, they're supposed to be discharged today, or they don't need to be in the hospital anymore, someone is there anytime to discharge them rather than waiting for the next day or for the person to come the next day.
Right.
So it works better for everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense because I remember there have been times, maybe not recently, but where we're waiting around for, I'm visiting a relative and they're going to be discharged. We're just waiting for the doctor. And
exactly.
Right. So
things are, so we are here. I mean, anytime the patient something happens, we are here. If the patient is acutely sick or needs something right away, we are there in the hospital. They prefer it that way also because we are also in constant contact with the patient's primary care physicians who are in the offices and we have admitted their patients. So
when
the patient gets admitted, we fax a summary to the primary care physician that a notice goes to them that this patient was admitted and this is what's going on. Sometimes during your hospital stay, if there's something we are not clear about, the patient tells us, oh, my doctor too has started me in this medicine, we cannot find it. We call their primary care, hey, this is what's going on, to get information. And when the patient is discharged, we make a summary, and that is faxed to the patient's primary care physician. So the primary care physician is also aware of what happened during the hospital course, any change in medications or anything. And then when the patient follows up after that, then the primary care is aware. He's already informed about what had happened throughout the hospital course. So he doesn't get surprised with any new medications or what had happened in the hospital. So it's a good combination between the primary care, inpatient. They focus mainly on their offices and taking care of the patients over here, over there. And we focus on the patients when they're sick in the hospital setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just makes the hospital, it seems like it makes the hospital run much, much more efficiently.
Absolutely, yes. So it's efficiency, another thing that, yes, it's things that needed to be done right away, and someone is there in the hospital, we do it right away. It doesn't get delayed. Patient needs to be discharged right away. Doesn't need to be in the hospital anymore. Patient get discharged on appropriate time, medically appropriate. It's much more efficient then, and that's why majority of the healthcare facilities or hospitals are now preferring this model of care for their patients, which is both preferred by the patients, the facilities, and the physicians themselves also.
Well, it's been around for a while, as you touched on earlier, but it seems like it's really taking hold the past couple of years. Is that accurate?
Yes, Joel. I'll say probably for the last 10 years, so it's been a much gaining momentum. And then I've been in the hospital for around 12 years. I used to work in a different hospital before with Team Health, but a different hospital. And I remember when we used to go and then introduce yourself to the patient that you are a hospitalist, and everyone gets surprised, what is a hospital?
Yeah, what's that?
And you have to explain. Yeah. You have to explain to them what a hospital is. And they're still they'll get it, but they that they're not getting it. But slowly, and I've seen that trend in the last 10 years. I've seen when now I talk to the patient, they sometimes say, oh, you're the hospital doctor. They sometimes call it the hospital doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I have seen the trend also is that the same way, some patients, they have a chronic problem and they get admitted to the hospital on multiple occasions. So I have seen this trend that when a patient, let's suppose patient comes to the ED and you ask them, or you ask any patient, who's your primary care physician, and they know who's your primary care physician, they'll tell you the name, hey, this is my primary care physician. I have seen and noticed this trend also that when patient now comes to the ER, patients who are admitted multiple times for chronic issues and they get worse and come to the hospital again and again, they now, some of them will tell you, this is my hospital doctor. I want to be admitted under the hospitalist or hospital doctor. So that day is not far away. Then all these patients who are admitted will know their hospitalist by name or tell them, this is my hospital who took care of me last year or 6 months ago, and I want to be treated by their specific hospitalist.
Talking with Dr. Manzoor Alam, a facility medical director for hospital medicine at JFK. So ERs are known to be, you wait at the ER a lot of times for a long time. Is the hospitalist program, is that speeding, has that sped up the ER process?
So ER programs are different.
Okay.
But we at JFK, so the ER program is also a team health physician. And that's why we work very as a group with the ER physicians. So as you said, the ER waiting time and you know, it's long, and especially in the COVID, and now when ER are overcrowded, it takes a long time for the patients to be admitted. So the one of the function of the hospital is that as soon as the ER physician decides this patient needs to admission, we're there within 5 minutes to see that patient, put all the order in, and within within a few minutes, the patient is going to the floor rather than the care is delayed. So it's a lot better for the admitted patient because no time is wasted in admitting those patients. Mm-hmm. They get the admissions, everything right away, and they're up to the room on the floors.
Do you know, maybe you don't know the answer to this, but what percentage of hospitals in the country have hospitalists? Are you aware of that? That number? I mean, is it a large percentage?
It is a large percentage. I do not know the exact number, but it is definitely a large percentage.
Okay.
Of the hospital that they prefer to have hospitalists. And you will, I have seen here is in just New Jersey area, you see Atlantic Healthcare, the huge health system. They have hospitalists in all their hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You see Hackensack Meridian Health System.
Okay.
They have hospitalists in all their hospitals. So it is it is a large percentage. I do not know the exact number.
Right. Well,
as I said, it is gaining a lot of momentum in the last 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of people who haven't even heard the word before, hospitalist. And it just seems like there are many advantages to having it in hospitals, as Hackensack Meridian Health does. Are there any other advantages that we haven't touched on? We haven't mentioned.
As we summarize that, it is best for the patients because as medicine is changing, and they're more demanding, they want more information.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a lot of patients who prefer doctors to be in the hospital, which is the hospitalist model. It helps the facilities to be more efficient. And say on the resources, specifically in day and time, that you know how the resources and how everything is, and it helps a lot with the physicians because they have a very nice balance of work and home life, and they can spend time with their family when they're off.
So they're not on call anymore. Is that the difference? So they don't have to worry about their patients. Their patients are being taken care of. They're not going to get any calls from anybody with questions. They're able to enjoy their time off, and that enables them to recharge and do a better job when they are at work.
Yes, you said it exactly right. So in this model, let's say you work 7 days. Today's your last day, last shift, 7 p.m. You turn your phone off. No one is going to bother you about anything for your next, for the time you are off. No one, you are not on call. No one is bothering you. You can spend your time with your family, whatever you want you to do. No, there's no on call. When you're working 7 days, that is the time from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. that you will be called. So even if you are working, if you've seen the traditional model, let's suppose if a physician is on call, he or she can be called anytime in day or night. So let's say a primary care physician, a patient comes to the ED at night, 3 a.m, the ER physician has to call them. It doesn't happen in this model because we have physicians for the daytime and nighttime. Once your shift is done at 7 p.m., no one is going to call you. No one is going to bother you because we have a night physicians who are here in the hospital in person. So, yes, this is much more different than your traditional on-call and not on-call.
All right. The Facility Medical Director for Hospital Medicine at JFK, Dr. Manzoor Alam, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
For more information, you can go to jfkmc.org. If you'd like a podcast of this show, you just go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. That's foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health. It's brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. My name is Joel Katz, and we'll talk again next week.